Go long! Go long!
Sometimes longer isn't better. So if you're looking for a fantasy NFL game that doesn't last all season, try Paddy Power Fantasy. Every game week is a season in itself. Try it for free on our super short, super free contest on this Sunday's 6pm games. The top 1,500 customers in the contest win a prize with £200 for first place. Search Paddy Power Fantasy to pick your team.
Hello and welcome to the Nat Coombs Show presented by Paddy Power Fantasy. Good to have you with us. It is our Saturday fantasy special of the Daily Fantasy Variety. The OG in the house, how are you, man?
Oh, look, I'm very much looking forward to it. Another week, another win. I panicked though. This really made me laugh on the way in today. I thought, oh no, I've got nothing to give to you to wear, you know, as my, you know, my victory. You know, I go, oh, and then I spent, oh, well, I do just have my normal jacket, so I could just give you the normal jacket.
This is a thing of beauty. For the benefit of our listeners that are not watching this on social media and are listening to the pod, I would describe this as a kind of mid to late 80s shell suit. We've got, let's have a look, three shades of pinky purple and some green cut through as well. This is what, maybe a kind of Campri ski jacket.
Exactly.
It makes you look, particularly with the way the hair's going, the facial hair as well, you are morphing more and more into Rene Higuaita, the great Colombian goalkeeper.
That is the biggest compliment you could ever give a man. Thank you so much.
You've earned it, my friend. You've earned it. There is no chance in hell I'm wearing this, but I will put it on the back of my, put it on the back of my chair.
Just throws the whole thing into disrepute, but okay, that's fine.
It was a close run thing though in our fantasy head-to-head loss. Just a handful of points. That's the way the cards fall in daily fantasy, huh?
It's getting closer. Mm. It's getting closer, which is good to see. And another interesting thing that got me from last week is we had a few similar picks. That makes things very interesting because you almost consider them in terms of just a competition between ourselves.
Yes.
They're dead rubbers.
Yes.
Almost. You knock them out and then it just
he scored. Comes it to yeah. That's all you care about is beating me.
Oh, totally. No. I could come second last as long as you're last. It's fine.
Which is highly likely, quite frankly. All right. Well, we are rolling once again, of course, both you and I head to head. Our listener league as well, Paddy Power Fantasy. We'll push it out on all our social media channels, how you get involved with that. So let's give you a few steers to get you set for the weekend, starting with our stack. Quarterback, wide receiver, tandem, attack team that we think is going to go off this weekend. Where are you going, OG?
Well, I'm spending big this week. I'm going across the board. I'm spending some serious dosh. So for my stack, I'm going for Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. So Watson 8.2 and Hopkins 8.6. So last week we saw Watson completed 28 of 50 passes for 292 yards with a touchdown. Also ran for 44 yards and two touchdowns on six carries.
Dual threat.
Denver were great though. Mm-hmm. They were great. So it was a reasonably, you could say, a little bit of an off week to an extent. But Hopkins in particular, he caught 7 of 13 targets for 120 yards and a touchdown, of course, added 12 carries, which just gives you that extra little boost of points. And just leading the board, you know, he's doing so fantastic this season. He's almost my first receiver that you'd pick. You know, when you look at that team sheet, you almost
clutch.
Go straight away him. So I think between the two of them against the Titans, he remains a must-start wide receiver, and I'm backing Watson on this one too.
Okay, I am going to San Francisco. Not right now, we'll finish the show.
And then you're off, obviously.
I'm off of the flight is booked. Garoppolo and Debo Samuel. So a bit of value in Debo Samuel. 6.5 for him.
Yeah.
Garoppolo's 8-4 against Atlanta. I think points are plenty here as well. They're connecting very, very nicely. Garoppolo's in fine fantasy form over, averaging, I should say, 22 points over the last, four games. Samuel, when you look at that value, 6.5, he's averaging almost 14 points over the similar period as well. 11 touchdowns for Garoppolo in his last four games, only 3 interceptions. I like the matchup against Atlanta. I think San Francisco are going to take care of business, but we know that Atlanta can sucker punch. There's going to be an element of a shootout here as well. So unlike you, not blowing all my cash on the stack, I thought, I might spend big a little bit later on. So Garoppolo and Debo there as well. Incidentally, the other sneaky pick I thought about was from your game, and Tannehill and A.J. Brown. Again, there's quite a lot of value here. 7-6 for Tannehill. A.J. Brown 6-2.
Yeah.
So if you fancy those two to connect and keep on rolling as they have done.
Almost snuck into the value pick there. 6-2. Almost, very close. 200 off.
We'll get to that in a bit. Let's go big next up, though. So where are you splashing? Are you splashing more cash by the look of it?
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, can you just stop looking at my notes like we're in, you know, we're in an exam in year 12? Sorry. You're just going to make some emergency notes on your pad.
I bet you used to cheat at exams. I'm 100%.
Totally. What do you think? I left the country. No, you're going to love this one because it's your man. You always go big, then you avoid, but I'm going big on Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
8.3. I think we can all admit he has not been the same player this year. Coming back from that ankle injury, he's found it very, very tough. But the reason that I'm going for him this week is he finds himself in a real potential smash spot for week 15 against Miami Dolphins that's allowing the second most rushing yards per game.
Did you just drop smash pot?
Yeah, correct.
I like it.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Are we keeping it?
Yep.
Okay. And the fact that, yeah, looking at various models, and I've been doing my research, you know, looking at what some of the projections are saying, we're looking at about 20.9 fantasy points this weekend for Barkley. So I think it's time that we give him a bit of love, and I'm going to go big on him.
20.9 as opposed to the 1 point he got me.
Did he get you half a point?
He got me one. It was him and the Cooper Cup.
Oh, team. Sure.
One and zero between them, £16,000. We will move on there. I looked at a few options here. I quite like Russell Wilson, 8-1 against Carolina, but I've gone Todd Gurley.
Nice.
Now, 7-6, value for going big, I think, as well. But I think he's going to go off against the Dallas Cowboys. He is back, Todd Gurley. The Rams offense seem to have their mojo back as well. They were having fun. McVay seems to be throwing everything in and saying, look, let's just roll. Mm. And Gurley is the biggest beneficiary of that as well. And this Dallas side is not particularly good. I know it's in Arlington. I know there is an element of risk here, but for 7-6, I think if you're splashing money around a little bit, I think Todd Gurley represents a huge amount of value for a go big pick. He's averaging only just over 13 fantasy points this season, but he's on a real trend, averaging 15 over the last four games. Dallas hasn't got a great run D. I like the matchup. Todd Gurley, 7-6.
Love it.
What about bargain at the other end? So this is picks that are £6,000 or under.
Yep, I'm staying with the same game for this one. So I'm actually going for Sterling Shepherd, £5,900. So he's averaging just over 10 fantasy points per game, which for me personally, when looking at the track record for a value pick, that's my cutoff. If you can get over 10 and you're spending under £6,000, that's a pretty good return for that one. So on the weekend, he caught 4 of 7 targets for 28 yards. So nothing mega in particular, but he was only trailing Darius Slayton in major receiving categories. But Eli Manning at quarterback, as we've seen, we've got Daniel Jones still out, but the fact that he's probably the most familiar face to Eli Manning. So I think in that scenario, that hopefully, you know, will translate from genuine, you know, combination play and, you know, finding themselves together will hopefully translate into the fantasy world. And again, up against the Dolphins, I think I have to throw it Shepherd's way.
Nice matchup there. I'm glad Eli's coming back for a little swan song because it almost certainly will be, right? I mean, I don't know, but I can't imagine he's going to bounce into another team next season. You imagine he'll retire as a Giant. So the fact he's just been given, and look, it's sad Daniel Jones has been injured, of course, but he'd be given 2-3 games just to ride it out. I hope it goes his way because he's a hell of a player, two-time Super Bowl champion, and ending a Giant and getting one more dance, as they say. Like that pick. I'm going Terry McLaurin, 6K, so right on the button for our bargain picks. Washington have Philly, so it's an interesting matchup here. But McLaurin, I mean, the catch last week, the one-handed catch, one of the touchdowns of the season. He's a hell of a player. He's averaging 8.4 fantasy points over the last four games, so underneath your threshold in recent form, but he's averaging over 10 a season, so that kind of ticks your box in that respect. It's not a great Philly pass D, as we know. They've got issues in the secondary, and there's a bit of previous here, OG, because McLaurin torched them, 125 yards and a touchdown in week one, of course, saying, hello, welcome to the NFL. So I think he might do the same again. Yep. I think McLaurin seems to be the go-to guy at the moment there. As far as the passing game is concerned, so for 6K, I'm going Terry.
Like it.
What about avoid, avoid, avoid? Who are you steering clear of this week?
Interesting one, because I find it difficult to avoid my main man. But McCaffrey, he's had a real dip in form lately. Mm. Certainly a dip in value. We saw him reach up to just over £11,000, or just capped at £11,000. So he's now back to 10.4, which is still crazy value, crazy worth. But, you know, we saw on the weekend he ran for 53 yards on 11 carries, caught 11 of 12 targets for 82. So still pretty good, decent statistics. But I guess he's being found out a little bit, and a major worry going into this, or like every week he was just going better and better and better and better. But specifically with the role of the running back, that it's so difficult to maintain. And over the last couple of weeks, in particular, he's been averaging 4.8 yards per carry and being held to a collective 3 yards per rush against both New Orleans and Washington.
Right.
So it just feels for me, even though he's performing really well in terms of for his team, fantasy-wise, you're just not getting what you used to receiving from him in the early sort of 8 weeks.
Yeah. What's he on the board for this week, price-wise?
He is 10,400 pounds. So he's by far the most expensive player in the competition at the moment. And then facing up against Seattle, and they've got they're in the top 10 for rush defense. And for me, it just goes anything over 10, the way his form's going, I'm going to have to avoid him.
What would your value be this weekend?
For me?
Yeah, this weekend. Based on your fantasy season so far and the kind of picks and troughs. in my case, mainly troughs.
I would say strong 7.9.
Would you now?
I reckon I'm a strong 7.9
at the moment because you're on a tear with in our head to head.
Yeah, but the season goes longer than the 5 weeks.
True.
I've been taking a lot of risks and then I've gone to the other end of the spectrum and I've really just tried to be very very sensible about my options. But now I feel like I've reached a really nice level. Yeah. So I reckon a strong consistent 7.9.
It is a kaleidoscopic approach to daily fantasy you've adopted this season.
Oh, absolutely.
Much like half your wardrobe.
Exactly.
I am avoiding, and I hate to do this as well, I'm with you on this. I hate to say I'm avoiding players that I absolutely love in reality. And this is one of my favorite players, not just in the current NFL, I think all time, because he is an absolutely dominant player.
Larry Fitz.
No, I love him as well. Goes about his business, much like Larry Fitz, we don't mention his name around here. Goes about his business like Larry Fitz with absolutely no flash, just head down, takes care of it. He's an absolute heavyweight and year in, year out keeps on delivering. So I'm saying all of this. Apologies, Julio Jones, for putting you on my avoidance, but I'm avoiding you.
He'll watch this.
He will watch this. He will score 3 touchdowns. Yep. I will never hear the end of it. WhatsApp will be buzzing. 7.5 against San Francisco. He hasn't scored a touchdown in his last 9 games. Mm. Things are not going well for Julio. San Francisco, of course, have one of the best defenses in the NFL right now. He hasn't even hit 100 yards in any of his last 4 games.
Yeah,
so
right.
All of those stats, really bind up to a 225-yard, 3-touchdown game.
Back yourself.
100% of that is happening. Julio, avoid is the thing I hate on our show the most, I have to say.
Yep.
But that is where I'm going. Take that or leave it. What about defense?
Going for New England's 5,000 pounds. They struggled last week, but they've got a much more favorable opponent in the Bengals, who have actually done okay, they've got a little better, but they have struggled to surpass 20 points on 2 occasions now. And the fact of the matter is, in the real world, New England need a win as much as you do in your fantasy realm. They need it so badly. Gosh. So just deploy them with absolute and utter confidence in your defense.
I was going to go New England as well.
Right.
And this has nothing to do with me cribbing from, the notes. From your device over there. It's obviously, I think they are going to unleash hell on the Bengals after what has happened this week.
Yeah, they will.
And can we officially agree that we are banning the use of gate in any capacity at all? So Spygate 2, for example.
Right.
Banned from the show.
That's banned.
This pod, every pod.
Okay.
Harry the producer will bleep that out.
What about fantasy? From last week?
Banned.
Okay, that's banned.
That is 100% banned. I will then flip to my number 2 pick because I was going to have the Patriots, but sure. I'm a man of honor, so I'll let you. You went first. You can take the Patriots. I'm taking the 49ers against the Falcons, which is going to blow up in my face again, isn't it? I just like this matchup. I think the 49ers will win this game comfortably. I do think there could be points put on the board from Atlanta. I said earlier on with the Jimmy G, Debo Pickett might be a bit of a shootout, but a comfortable win in the end for the 49ers. And I just think, as we said a lot of times this season, they are a playmaking defense. And when you're looking at fantasy D, you've got to bear that in mind. It's not just how much you can limit the opposition to in terms of points, but can your defense get you extra points, turning over the ball, hitting the sacks, all the areas that you can add a bit of bonus there as well. 11.61 they're averaging in fantasy, and the $4,500, again, I think it represents a fair amount of value. Why is the smile coming across your face?
No, it is all about hitting the sack. You're completely right there, Nat. Absolutely. Wise choice of words.
Say that all my life. If you want to get involved, fantasy, .paddypower.com is how you play the game. Don't forget our listener league for the Nat Coombs Show, available on all good Nat Coombs Show social media channels. Find the link, get involved, get stuck in. Are you feeling confident, OG?
So confident. Let's bring it on.
I can't wait. We'll see you next week. Bye for now.